the waiting times and the level of testers. We don't have testers. So, like, for example, Donegal at 493, we have one tester who is the part-time test centre that would do maybe 7-8 a day and might be there this week and not for another week.
So overall, I suppose it's the lack of testers is really impacting the service at the moment.
Like, on an average at the minute, like, I have students that's currently going to sit their driving test at the minute, and they would have been waiting 8 months for a driving test. And then what's happening too then is, like, what's creating these backlogs as well is they have a new online system, and people can change or move their test 10 days prior. So people are booking and panicking and maybe not ready to sit a driving test, which is causing the backlogs and the length of time as well. But as I say, like, Donegal Town, we're only a part-time test centre. We only have one tester. A very odd time, we might have two for a couple of days. But that's basically it. We're part-time, and Sligo's full-time. But the numbers should be far, you know, more reduced than what they are at this stage. Like, ideally, like, a couple of years ago, a person would only be waiting 5 to 7 weeks for a driving test, and now to be going to wait 8 months. So, like, they really need more testers out there to be getting more tests through. Now, I know there is training going on for testers at the minute, so we'd like to hope that they roll off before the summertime, that we can try and catch up, because the young ones are waiting too long.
Diane, we've previously spoken about the number of the need more so now probably than ever before for young people to, you know, get qualified as drivers. This further indicates that, you know, a lot of them are, I suppose, are really kind of being left behind.
100%, 100%. Like, as a domino effect, like, a lot of clients would be going to college as well and stuff, and like, with the cost of living, they can't afford accommodation. So, like, I actually know students that actually drive every day to college. And a lot of them are accompanied. Like, it's leaving young ones no choice. They need to be driving on their own and taking them chances, do you know? Because they're sitting waiting on a driving test. They need to work. Young ones need to work. If they have a car, it's expensive. They're working. So this delay in driving test is really affecting them. And then they're away from their lessons for so long that it's more money again to come back and brush up on everything before an actual driving test. Because the driving test is quite hard on them, like... And they want it so bad, and when they want it so bad, it makes it harder on themselves.